There's a reason people today feel restless, anxious, and spiritually homeless. There's a reason our civilization feels like it's collapsing in real time. It's not random, it's not accidental, and it didn't come out of nowhere. We lost something enormous, something our ancestors held as the foundation of society. We lost Christendom, and the consequences are everywhere. What exactly did we lose when Christendom died? And what has it done to the soul of the modern world? When Christendom fell, the West didn't just change politically, it changed spiritually, morally, and culturally. We lost things that were foundational, woven into the fabric of society, things that we have forgotten. People today know something's missing, but we can't quite put our finger on it. It's at the tip of our brain, like an old song from our youth. We can only remember part of the melody, but not the lyrics, and it drives us crazy. It makes us wander, searching for something we can no longer name. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Max Roberts, Athanasius, Illuminothing, and RiverDrake62. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. In Christendom, every part of life was a pilgrimage towards heaven. Even suffering was not seen as pointless like it is today. It was redemptive. When Christendom fell, life became material, accidental, and directionless. If there is no God, no heaven, no eternal purpose, then life is meaningless, and despair quietly fills the void. What we lost with the rejection of Christendom and the embrace of secularism and the selfishness that comes with it is profound. For over 1,000 years, the West lived in a civilization that understood 3 undeniable truths. Life has a divine purpose, morality is real, objective, and binding, and society exists to help man reach heaven. Christendom wasn't perfect, no society is, but it was rooted in truth. Today we have technology without wisdom, information without truth, and pleasure without purpose. A world that once walked with God now wanders in darkness. Of course, I'm talking about the A word and euthanasia, but I'm also talking about the dignity of the human person. What's man's role in society? Is man here for society, or is society here for man? When Christendom fell, the modern world didn't just lose churches or artwork or rituals, it lost the sense of the sacredness of human life. Man, whose salvation was once seen as the focus of society, is now treated as a consumer, a demographic, a mere cog in the machine, a resource to be drained and discarded when it becomes no longer useful. Human life was once seen as having value beyond productivity. Now it is seen as less valuable than animal life and the environment. Human life without the sense of its sacredness brings loneliness and despair. For 1,000 years, marriage meant sacrifice, permanence, and grace. Now it's temporary, optional, undefined, and collapsing. Say what you want about arranged marriages, they were successful. Today, people believe that you should be in love to get married. The purpose of marriage is we are in love, even though feelings are temporary. And what happens if you fall out of love with your spouse and in love with someone else? You divorce your spouse and marry the other and feel justified since the purpose of marriage is to be in love. Then you fool yourself into thinking the kids will be better off. No, they won't. Or the kids would want me to be happy. No, they could care less about your happiness, and that's okay because marriage is for them and not you. In a rightly ordered society such as Christendom, this is understood. The real purpose of marriage isn't about feelings. It's for the procreation, educating, and raising of children. Today, people have children and hand them over to the state and pulp culture to do the rest. Marriage is also supposed to be a means of sanctifying grace. The difficulties of married life are meant to help you grow in holiness. But today, when a marriage gets tough, they divorce, because we've been taught that marriage should serve us, when in reality the spouses are supposed to serve each other, the family, the church, and society. The divorce culture of modern times has caused incalculable damage to society. We are not islands. What we do affects other people. There is such a thing as the common good. Marriage based on affection causes people to make wrong choices in choosing a mate and overlook red flags that absolutely become major issues down the road. We share a common goal, a common faith, and yes, a common upbringing is far more important to a successful marriage than she's pretty, he's tall, and we like the same music. This issue, more than anything else, is the cause of modern society's woes. The family, and by that I mean one natural-born man married to one natural-born woman, raising kids and staying together till death do them part, is the backbone of society. Without it, a society will devolve into chaos and collapse. And Christ makes it pretty clear that divorcing your spouse and marrying another is adultery, unless the marriage was not valid in the first place. In Christendom, life was oriented around the liturgical year. Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter, Pentecost. Time itself was a teacher. The year was divided in order to keep the faith in our minds at all times. Advent, the end of the world. Christmas, the birth of Christ. Lent, to make reparation for sins. Easter, the resurrection and our salvation. Pentecost, the birth of the church. Not to mention multiple feast days throughout the year, such as the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul and the Feast of Saint Michael. There were days of fasting and days of feast, days of toil and days of rest. Yes, there were more days of fasting than today, and the fast requirements were more rigorous, but there were also many days other than Sundays for rest and feast, more than I think most people realize. Days you were required to not work, days where everything was closed, sort of like Christmas and Thanksgiving, only there were a lot more. Now, time is schedules, notifications, deadlines, entertainment. Today, more and more places are open on Sundays and Christmas, and if you want to live according to the old way, the modern world makes it almost impossible. Even today, we are supposed to treat the feasts of the Immaculate Conception, Assumption, and All Saints Day as a Sunday, rest, and no work. Yeah, good luck with that. In today's world, the goal is to live, quote, a good life, rather than to die a happy death. But what is a, quote, good life? Usually this means one that offends God, either through the pursuit of pleasure or earthly success. During Christendom, man understood that death is imminent and the pursuit of pleasure and riches futile, and would more than likely lead to damnation. While the advances of modern medicine are a good thing, they have given us death deprivation. During Christendom, a man my age, if he were to live that long, I'm 56, would have witnessed the death of loved ones his whole life. The death of his grandparents, sure, but also siblings, aunts, uncles, his parents, some children, and perhaps a wife. Infant mortality was much higher, and women dying during childbirth was a real possibility. Today, if someone were to witness all those deaths, they would need therapy and have trauma. They would blame God and lose faith. Death and tragedy didn't make people question God's goodness or even his existence under Christendom like it does today. Why? Because in a world that has abandoned God, the worst thing that could happen is death, because the focus is life and not the afterlife. But death was just part of life back then. The thought of death was not something that could be put off in your mind as easily as it is today. They knew death could come at any moment, and they needed to be prepared lest they end up in hell. The soul was made for beauty. Christendom built beauty that reached for heaven. Cathedrals took centuries to build, each generation painstakingly crafting it to inspire faith. Today's buildings are hollow, bare, sterile, and meaningless. The art of Christendom was based on Christianity. It was realistic and inspiring. Today's art is abstract, shocking, horrifying, and quite frankly stupid. What passes for art these days is ridiculous. And the music was meant to purify the soul. Our bodies are designed to react to music. It stirs our emotions. The music of Christendom was ordered and lifted the spirit. Today's music is disordered and inflames our passions. That's why the music of Christendom is timeless and the music of today is fleeting, because the passions get bored and want something new. Christendom taught that morality came from God, unchanging, eternal, not subject to fashion or politics. The political system was there to safeguard and impose the moral law, which is above human law. In today's world, it's the opposite. Morality is subject to popular opinion and human law. Say what you want about kings being tyrants, no king, emperor, or pope of Christendom ever had the audacity to think they could redefine marriage or gender. Christendom built monasteries, universities, libraries, because it believed faith and reason worked together. The natural sciences were subject to faith and philosophy. Today, it's the other way around. You might think that's a good thing. You might think science has proven the Catholic Church wrong on certain things, but that's not true. A worldview and a philosophical principle still guide science today. It's just no longer Christianity. It was a change in authority, not discovery, that severed the bond between faith and science, even though Christendom built the very universities the new guards run. Almost everything in science is hypothetical today, but they call it fact. When the Catholic Church was in charge, they couldn't do that. They couldn't call things that they couldn't prove fact. Without faith, reason becomes unreasonable. Theory becomes fact, order out of chaos, nothing becomes something, life comes out of nowhere, and finite man believes he knows what happened billions of years ago and that his word should be taken over the word of God. What arrogance. We may have gained some knowledge, but we lost wisdom. At the height of Christendom, all of Western Europe was Catholic, and the Catholic worldview was certain in the minds of its population. There were no alternative viewpoints until the Protestant Revolt, which led to the Enlightenment, which led to secularism, which led to atheism, and on and on and on. Today, we live in a world with a million competing beliefs, most based on mere personal opinion. And while most of these alternative viewpoints can be dismissed, some cause people to have doubt. Doubts about the Catholic Church, Christianity, even the very existence of God. Imagine a world where all of your neighbors and everyone you ever met in your entire life believes what you believe, and the laws and government reflect that belief. Today, every one of your neighbors believes something different, and the laws and the government are supposedly neutral. Why? Because the modern world tried to replace Christendom and failed. After Christendom fell, the modern world tried to rebuild meaning without God. The Enlightenment said reason will save us. The Industrial Age said technology will save us. The 20th century said politics will save us. And the 21st century says you will save yourself. But none of these experiments worked. Because you cannot replace God with anything less than God. And so we live in an age of spiritual confusion, social fragmentation, meaninglessness, addictions, identity crises, collapsing birth rates, rising suicides. Liberalism, modernism, and liberty are the gods that failed, and the people feel a hunger for something they can't name. That something is not new. It is the memory of the sacred, the echo of Christendom. Here's the secret the modern world doesn't want to admit. Even after tearing down the civilization built on the gospel, the human heart still longs for it. Why do medieval hymns move us more than modern pop? Why do cathedrals inspire when skyscrapers don't? Why do people seek meaning, purpose, belonging, transcendence, even when society tells them that none of that is real? Because the soul remembers. Christendom was not just an historical era. It was an answer to the deepest human questions. Why am I here? What is good? What is beautiful? What is true? What is worth dying for? We lost Christendom, and with it, we lost ourselves. But Christendom will return, and the Catholic Church will be restored. The Catholic prophets predicted what we are going through, and they predicted a stunning reversal. And the Catholic Church and Christendom will be more glorious than before, thanks to the triumph of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart and the Heir of Peace. So take heart and pray the Rosary. If you miss Christendom, you're not crazy and you're not alone. You're awake. Until my next video, God bless.